This is a Chromebook that we've been waiting for with great interest. This is from Samsung. And this one is called the Chromebook Plus. There's going to be a Chromebook Pro in April.
And the Pro, I presume, is faster and costs more.
It costs $100 more, and it has an Intel chip. This has Exynos, Samsung's ARM chip inside.
What does the Plus cost?
This is $450. The Plus is $550.
The Pro you can get is this one.
The Pro is $550.
Okay.
You can get this one today. This is the Plus. So I thought, well, I'm going to get it. I might even like the ARM. Beautiful touchscreen. Really gorgeous.
Can I just give it a try?
Yeah. It's.
Oh, that's quite nice.
Yeah, right? Let me open up. You can open. Yeah, just. Yeah, there you go. You
got, some, like, I don't know, got something open. Reddit. There we go.
It's a convertible, so I can you can stand it like this, and it'll rotate. And there you got your Reddit.
Here's your Reddit upside down.
Oh, it should rotate. Well, it's lying to me already. You know, it's worked at home just fine. You can also use it in, and this is, I think a lot of people would like it this way, especially because you have the Android store on here, right?
Interesting.
So I could put Android apps on here. Because it's from Samsung.
It has a stylus.
It has a stylus. This is very much like the S Pen.
Can I hold that?
Yeah. Let me give you a drawing program. Would you like a drawing program?
I would love that. I would love to get in trouble on air.
Yeah. What do you draw?
I don't know yet.
Things.
Metallica logos? It's not clear.
That would be good.
All right, I'll see what I can do.
All right, let me...
What's the application that we're going to use called?
It comes with an application specifically for drawing. I got to pull it up.
Oh, kind of like Fresh Paint in Windows 10.
Sort of like that. Let me see if I can
If you don't know that, try Windows 10. It's been a while.
I put Angry Birds on here as well because I wanted to see
out?
Have the Android version. No, they have a new one, Angry Birds 2, and it plays quite snappily on this. It's 4 gigs of RAM, an Exynos 6-core, 2 gigahertz processor. There it is. Oh, no, this is actually a note-taking app, but you might like this too.
Oh, sure, why not?
You probably have to take notes once in a while, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can get college-ruled paper.
Okay.
You could put pictures in it. It takes handwriting. It will do handwriting conversion.
How does this work? How do I select? Oh, yeah, there we go.
There you
all
go.
Right.
You figured it out pretty quickly,
that's
right?
That's touchy. Okay. This actually feels quite nice.
Yeah. 12.3-inch quad HD display. It's almost 200 dots per inch. Don't you think the display is really high quality? All metal construction. Battery life. I'm getting 6 to 8 hours, depending on what I'm doing, which is fine with me. The keyboard is not backlit, which is kind of a bummer. I like
is
a backlit
Is that a price
keyboard.
Question, do you think? They just wanted to save the money on construction?
$450, but it's all aluminum.
It's surprisingly...
Two and a third pounds.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Doesn't that feel good? Very thin. Now, the negatives, it's got actually a keyboard as good as the Chromebook Pixel, I think. This isn't as good a trackpad, though. It's all right. It's just not great trackpad. And the speakers are small, little tinny, and most... Importantly, they're on the bottom.
Okay.
So if you put this in your lap, they're going to
muffle up.
But on the desk, they're fine. This is, I think, at $450, a really good choice for a student, high school or even college student, if they want a Chromebook. And what pleases me is this isn't the only middle of the line Chromebook we're starting to see now. Dell has a $500 Chromebooks, some with even very fast processors and more RAM. This one's limited to 4 gigabytes. Asus is also making convertibles, very very similar to this. This is the only one with a stylus that I know of.
So here's what I'm kind of mad about, because for the longest time, the lower-end Windows laptops cost between $400 and $600, and they were always these big, bulky, disgusting things. This is $450, and it's actually relatively real small.
In fact, I wouldn't be surprised to see Samsung make a Windows 10 version.
Yeah, because I would definitely buy that to have a kind of a burner laptop for like going to China, for example.
Type-C on, just like the Pixel, on both sides. So that's power and or data. But it's another one of those dongle hell situations. Mm-hmm. No standard USB ports. It's got a volume rocker, an on-off switch, and on this side, a headphone jack. This is kind of interesting. Micro SD card slot.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So I've added a 128-gig micro SD card, which doesn't look like it's unified with the internal 32 gigs, but at least gives me more storage or a way to import and export stuff. But remember, a Chromebook is really about being online.
Yeah.
And so
it does one thing, which is internet.
Yeah. Storage is less important. However, the thing is, now that it does Android Store, I can get Lightroom on here. I can get a lot of heavy-duty apps.
Is that store robust? Is it really fully stocked enough to be useful?
Multi-million apps, yeah.
It's iPhone. It's a vanity number. People say that.
I understand. There's a lot of
good?
Useless apps. But no, it has pretty much all the apps that you could see on the iPhone.
Okay.
So if you want to, you know, if you'd like to add photo editing, There's lots of choices there, audio even, video. There's lots of choices there. And Chrome is getting more and more powerful in that respect. There's a great Chrome extension called Polar, two R's, that is basically Lightroom in Chrome.
Okay.
So I think, at $450, is a really good buy, I think, for anybody who wants a safer system, a system that you can say, you know, use without fear of malware. You're not going to get those Windows 10 pop-ups. And even if you did, big deal. There's nothing they can do. And for a student who doesn't, you know, and you don't want to spend a lot of money, but you want something fairly robust, the nice thing for students is even if you lose this, you're using the cloud.
Right.
You just log into a new Chromebook and your stuff's there, or use one at school and one at home and your stuff's there. This is, for me, a definite buy. This is interesting because Samsung leaked this in November or early December by accidentally posting the website.
Accident or was it actually an accident?
It was a good tease. It got me excited about it.
Yeah.
And it took them a few months to come out with it. Then we started seeing benchmarks for an app or a device called Kevin. And this is actually Kevin. You're meeting Kevin right now. And I think that they got a lot of interest going for it. And I think it was worthy. This is a very good choice.
How much better does it get for your use if the screen was detachable? So if you could actually detach it, how much more would you like the device?
Well, then it's something like the Pixel C tablet.
Or the Surface Line and so forth.
Yeah.
I'm not very accustomed to laptops that come into two pieces.
Do you use the tablets?
I have a Surface Book somewhere around the house. I do like having the tablet functionality
like
at times.
This is as good as I need it to
be. It's not too thick, because the keys get stuck to my fingers.
Like well, that. And that's a negative. In fact, Lenovo is going to do a convertible where these retract.
I saw the video of that. That looks really, really cool. Unnecessary,
carbon.
But awesome.
Yeah. You put it down. They are recessed enough that they're not on the surface there. They're not.
But if you pick it up to hold it, you definitely
you tend
get
to grab
a fistful of
quast. You tend to grab it.
Or WASD.
Yeah. I don't know. For me, this is... I tell you what. I've been using it in a variety of ways, including as a tablet because of Android. This is great for an Android app. You get a big 12-inch screen. And I've been very happy with it. I'm using it more and more. I love the lengthy battery life. I love the lightweight, the thinness. I would say a definite buy. If you're in the market for a Chromebook, you should absolutely, if you can afford spending a little bit more, look at these somewhat higher-end Chromebooks, not just from Samsung. This is the Samsung Chromebook Plus, but also from Dell and Asus. This is a mature product now, and they're doing some really good work.
Why isn't Google making its own hardware here? Why are they only working with OEMs?
This is an interesting question, and I don't know what the answer is. This is supposedly from Samsung in conjunction with Google. Does that mean Google worked with Samsung? Is this what Samsung... This is going to be the Pixel, or are they going to still do a Pixel at Google I.O. coming up in a few months? I don't know.
Do you recall Plays for Sure?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that whenever I hear like in conjunction with, that's what comes to mind for me. So I don't have really the best...
In conjunction with Microsoft in that
case. Well,
in
that case, sure. But I mean, I'd rather see Google set the precedent here, like Microsoft did with Surface and so forth.
It's not clear to me how much Google had to do with the design. I'm sure Google wanted to have a higher-end Chromebook, and this certainly is it. So that's the Chromebook Plus from Samsung. And I'm going to give it a buy. I think it's a really good deal.